This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day.
Hump day.
Thank you. Slightly cooler than yesterday, which means still really hot, but, you know, slightly less hot than yesterday. So enjoy. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Move California Forward. Every day, Californians are showing the ways they're moving forward as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis. You can share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media with the hashtag Move California Forward. And for more information, go to radio.com/movecaliforniaforward. I do feel hopeful lately, you know, just more and more people are out. But, or, you know, especially around here, I see everybody in masks, and so that feels pretty good. I'm not, you know, going to the beach, though, so I don't, you know, you were saying it looked like just a normal day at the beach when they allowed it to happen, and then that's when they shut it down.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think there's plenty of people, and sounds like yourself included, that feel hopeful we're headed back to some sense of normal. I'm also trying to be there, but this has created tough times for a lot of people, myself included. So we're sort of struggling over here and just sort of keeping our head above the water and trying to do the best we can. But yeah, we're not in 100% great moods all day. There's struggle over here, and school's about to be out. Holy, we don't even know. So
right, what is your thought for the summer? I mean, your daughter's occupied a few hours a day on the computer, right?
Yeah, right now she's got schoolwork to do, but once that's over, we don't know. We're gonna probably get her into some online. She'll get back into online. Sorry, she was in piano lessons. We'll look for online piano lessons. She'll also. Mm-hmm. She might do ballet online.
Oh, wow.
So we don't know, though.
Why not, right? I mean, that's, you know, still, that's a half hour a week. You've got a lot of half hours to fill.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad you're hopeful. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be. You know, it just seems like people are, there's certainly a lot more traffic. For a while, you remember going out in the traffic, there was nobody. I'm like, oh my God, it's like living in an empty town. It felt post-apocalyptic, but now it feels like, okay, I still have to wait 20 minutes to get to the highway from my house.
Right.
It's just like normal. And but, you know, everywhere you go, people are kind of out and about. And the mall was actually, there were some stores open because there were some cars out there. And I felt like, okay, well, anyway, I didn't go in. I assume everybody had masks on. I don't know.
You were just out for a drive?
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of that, actually. On Saturday, we drove out to Inverness, and there are checkpoints there, by the way. Do you live here? What is your business? What are you doing here?
I have no idea what Inverness is.
Oh, do you know where Point Reyes is?
Yes.
It's like it's like Western Marin, and it's Tamales Bay is there, and so on one side is kind of the mainland, and then there's this long spit of land, and it's freaking gorgeous out there. And it was an actual sunny day because usually it's socked in a fog year round, that place. And so we went out. It's just beautiful. You know, the houses are gorgeous. And oh, there it is. See that whole spit? So down here is like Point Reyes. You probably can't see where I'm pointing. Of course you can't.
No, but I know the area well. I just had never heard the Inverness. I never heard that.
Yeah, so Inverness is this. It's a whole, like, there's, I assume it's a state park. It's like, you know, like a national seashore kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there's the town, and then everywhere beyond it to the north is like, is just a park. So, and there's, it's beautiful. There's actually apparently Tule elk out there that you might see, and it's gorgeous, but they turned our asses around. So we just drove through the neighborhood and said, wouldn't it be nice to live here? Like a little bit remote, but not bad. All right, hold on. Now I'm just looking at Nicole. All right, now I have swipe everybody left. Again. There we go.
I only have Nicole.
Now swipe to the swipe left and you'll get to the
forest. Hey, I like Nicole.
Again.
She's good.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, you know. I don't care.
Oh, there y'all are.
Hi.
All right.
It's funny, yeah. It defaults to Nicole after I share a screen.
It does, yeah. She's primary or something. Okay, let's get into the trash here. Oh, sorry. My coffee's shutting off. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
That's the end of my cut. Turned on at 4:15 and now it's off at 8:15. America's Got Talent came back for its new season last night. And we have an early sentimental favorite here for sure. The guy made it through, you know, all four of them. It was easy. He can sing. So he had a great story and they all went, yep, you're through. Guy's name is Archie Williams. And so he must be about 59 because he spent 37 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He was 22 years old when he was arrested in 1982. I was a sophomore in high school. He was arrested for raping and stabbing a woman. He was convicted the following year. In 2019, he was finally exonerated by DNA evidence and released. They have... And the first time I ever heard of these was listening to the podcast Serial, the one with Adnan.
Yeah.
Saeed, okay. They have this, there's a group of people, and I want to say they're law students, and they're sort of like freedom, you know, they look into old cases where the person is, you know, adamant that they're innocent, and they look and see if there's more evidence, and they look at the way the case was handled and what went right, what went wrong. What might not have been presented as evidence, that kind of thing. And it sounds like this guy was one of those people, always maintained his innocence or, you know, just insisted that he was innocent. And they found DNA evidence and they looked into it. And it wasn't him. He was exonerated and released in 2019. Now, I don't know what kind of reparations you make to someone who spent 37 years of their life in prison for something that they didn't do. But it's, you know, the guy's got a nice singing voice and he said, I am going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a whole new life from here on out. I'm going to be known as a singer. So
good
he
for
goes,
him.
I know. So he goes on America's Got Talent and he got, you know, he sang Elton John. Do you have a little bit of this, Bryn? Were you able to find audio from the show?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Fantastic. Let's
I'm wondering
hear some
if
of
you
this.
Want me to try to share it, though. Here, I'll try to share
oh,
it.
No, it's okay. Don't share it.
Okay.
No more we'll just listen. Of your darkness
on my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm going tired.
Does he have a big you know, finale where he goes, because he has a very pleasant voice. There's nothing.
He sounds good. You know, yeah. I'll tell you something in my head as you're telling the story. I'm thinking, do you know how hard it would be to keep your brain from rotting and turning so hateful and negative as yep. you're sitting in jail watching your youth go away mm-hmm. while people tell you, yeah, everybody in here is innocent, man. Right. Exactly. Of course you're innocent. Sure. And meanwhile, his youth is going away, and then he gets out, and it would be very easy for him to be like, well, if I'm going to do, what did he do, 32 years? I might as well go do some crime worth that.
Basically, you know? from 20 years old to 60 years old, he was in jail. I mean, I don't know. He's got to be pushing 60, if not, you know, it took a year for the case. I'm with you. Like... who can emerge from that? I'm not saying he's unscathed. Obviously, he spent 37 years in prison. I've seen the show Oz. I know it's not great.
Right.
In fact, actually Oz is. I always hope that Oz is like really way worse than it actually is. But to be able to try to have a nice life, to, you know, to be able to try to rise above it. I think that's, you know, it's saying
something.
Well,
and there he is, and he sounds good.
Yeah. So the guy's name is Archie Williams. You know, he's definitely the sentimental favorite. Did you grab any of what, like, the judges had to say or him telling his story or anything? If not, I'll go to the next thing.
I can give you what Simon said, because that's usually the most
important. Well, what did Simon say? That's important.
He's right after Sophia here.
I'm going to work out. I'd say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
Oh, yeah. Of course, he sounds stuffy.
A standing ovation. And
that's great.
Everybody went crazy.
Well, I mean, that's a, you know, I don't know. It's just funny. I was like, it's not a success story, really. I mean, it's not a, like, what kind of, it's just, it's like
sad a sad story.
It is sad, but it had, but here it is happy too. Like, the, here's a guy standing on stage and 3,500 people are on their feet cheering for him. Like, it's a, it's a human story. Such a crazy, crazy thing to have gone through. Bryn, for the last couple days, I've been seeing Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande have a new song called Rain on Me. This morning, I see a thing on Instagram where they did this skit where they're both standing under, and I guess it's for the Weather Channel. They both have Weather Channel balloons, and someone is like putting a hose on top of them, so rain is pouring off of them as they're kind of tossing it back and forth, as though they're both really weird correspondents for the Weather Channel. I sent you that, didn't I?
You sent me the song thing. I didn't.
Oh, so my question is, is this song something I can hear yet?
Yeah.
Like. Okay, so this is out. Let me, yeah, I want to hear this.
Here you go.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me.
Can I hear a little Ariana? Oh, we get the full album this weekend, don't we, on Friday? Chromatica is the new Lady Gaga record. Oh, is this Ariana singing?
Yeah, the high pitched voice.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
She wants it. Gaga, I mean, obviously she wants it to be a hit. It's a song that she put out. But she wants it to be the song of the summer, you know, Rain on Me.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's not it.
Well, you never know though, Vin. The thing is, you know, the first time I hear a song, I'm always like, I don't know.
Yeah, but doesn't that, the kids today, who knows? But that to me sounds insignificant. It sounds the same as everything else.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm with you. You never know.
Especially
that's
hard
the thing.
When she's competing against this right here.
Did it go right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up.
Great. Summer, baby.
That's the song of the dumber. We're looking for a song of the summer here. All right. Anyway, there you go. It's a new
basically
Lady Gaga.
Foot slide.
Yeah.
Basically,
for
I'm
dummy.
Saying either way.
I get
way
it.
About to slide.
Thank you. Basically,
guy doesn't
in case
even have to try.
No.
Just farts like, into a microphone and puts his name on it. There you go.
It's like, it's almost worse than the Poopy Doopy song from Kanye West.
Automatic top 10. There you go.
Basically, I'm saying either way.
Okay.
We're about to slide.
We're moving. Anything that keeps us from playing Drake. Now, here we go. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. There is a space launch today.
Yes,
and
there
it
is.
It is significant. Oh, are you going to do this? I can skip.
Nope. Do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Today.
Yeah, what's the difference? It's the same show. Yeah, go
well,
ahead.
I don't know what you got prepared.
No, it's fine. I'm looking at Scott Budman's post right now. SpaceX is about to launch two astronauts into space.
Yeah. So, and this will be the first time that there's a U.S. launch. You know, we have been actually taking our people and we sent them to Kazakhstan to be part of the Russian space program so that we can get our people up to the ISS. This is, so it's significant that we're going to, you know, this would put, they're saying that this would free NASA up to concentrate on like how we would settle on the moon or how we would settle on Mars if we have a way within the country here to get our people up into space. SpaceX is behind this. So the launch, I think, is at about 11 a.m. our time. It's on Discovery and the Science Channel.
But I have 1:33. I have 1:33 Pacific Standard Time.
1:33. Oh, they're saying 2 p.m. Eastern on Discovery. You know what? Here's the thing. I believe at 9 a.m. our time, they're starting a live feed. So I'm sure there's a countdown on that, and we'll be able to see what time everything's happening. They're actually saying that there are, you know, people are going to do, we're all in isolation, or some of us. So we're all going to pop popcorn and sit on the couch. And I admit, I will have it on in the background. We'll see when that happens. Discovery and Science Channel, two different channels, the Discovery Channel and the Science Channel. This is the launch of the Dragon spacecraft for a mission to the International Space Station. And by the way, it includes a performance by Katy Perry plus interviews. Yeah, this is a to do. This is a big, it's a big deal. There's a NASA YouTuber by the name of Mark Rober and Mythbusters star Adam Savage. They're all going to be there for this. Making comments.
Isn't SpaceX Elon's thing?
Elon Musk, yes. So
why isn't Grimes playing? You think she's still on maternity leave?
Yes, she must be with the baby Xeon 12.
You'd think she'd be like, yeah, dude, that's my gig. This is my gig. Yeah.
Wheel me out. I'll nurse and sing at the same time.
Right.
So anyway, it's a big deal if you're a space freak. I guess
it's
a bunch of
Katy Perry. Did you see Jane did a Zoom call with her?
Oh yeah,
it's up on her Instagram. Yeah,
it's on her Instagram or it's on the. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, JAYNPICS.
That's right.
Jane Picks. Also on TV today. If you're not into space, but you're into space shots, Venus Williams and Rob Gronkowski.
Is he a traitor too?
Yeah, he's a traitor.
Oh, okay. God.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing so readily.
You always say that you only care about them because of John.
I do. But listen, I have to toe the company line, Bryn.
You seem like you.
He's awake right now. If he hears me talking about Gronk without throwing traitor in there.
or
happy wife, happy life. What is it?
Happy husband.
I want him to be happy. The series premiere of Game On is tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. Game On. This is.
I've seen the commercials for it.
Yeah,
they look like they're having a blast.
It could be good. Sure. It's they're the team captains, Venus Williams and Gronk. Gronk. It's a competition where they're joined by celebrities and comedians to perform random challenges. So I don't know. Does that mean some of them are really physical and others are like, you know, take brain power? So Gronk's out.
I only saw the physical stuff, but that's probably because it lent to the commercial best.
It's hosted by Keegan-Michael Key. That's the guy from Key and Peele. Mm-hmm. The one who didn't go on to direct Get Out
Us
and Us.
And more.
And
right.
New Twilight Zone. So he's hosting, and it starts tonight. I don't know if Venus Williams and Rob Gronkowski are always the team captains, but they are for tonight's episode, it sounds like. So that is at 8 o'clock on CBS. And unbelievably, I'm out of time. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
New sexual fetish makes the news.
Killer.
One you've never heard of, for sure. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.